Going on the phone with us right now from Chicago is a critic there, Jonathan Abarbanel. He's on Chicago Public Radio. He also writes for Windy City Times. And the reason we've got Jonathan with us, apart from the fact that he's very articulate and has been writing about the theater for many years, is that before all the other Tony winners are announced tomorrow night from the 65th Annual Tony Awards, they did pre-announce a few of the winners beforehand, the specialty awards. For example, Athol Fugard is going to win a special award, the South African playwright. Philip J. Smith won an award. Eve Ensler of the Vagina Monologues won the Isabel Stevenson Award. And, of course, the folks who helped design Warhorse, the Handspring Puppet Company, won a special Tony. Well, another special Tony is going, the Regional Theater Tony Award, is going to the Looking Glass Theater Company of Chicago. So I thought, what better reason than to bring on a Chicago critic to talk about theater in that town, as well as specifically about Looking Glass, and who better than Jonathan Abarbanel. Jonathan, welcome to the Tony Show.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. It's great to have you. Were you excited about the regional theater win for Looking Glass?
Well, yes, I was, very much so. As you know, you and I are both members of the American Theater Critics Association, which partners with the American Theater Wing and the Producers Association to help select the recipient of this award. So we are always excited when a Chicago theater is in the running for it, and we're delighted. Yes, it was very exciting news.
And your thoughts about Looking Glass as a company? That's the Mary Zimmerman troupe. So
that is a troupe of which she is a member, an ensemble member. It's a little bit deceptive to say it's the Mary Zimmerman troupe. She's a member, as is another one of the famous names, of course, is David Schwimmer, who was one of the co-founders of the company and also remains an ensemble member.
So have they been doing really good, interesting work this past season or two, according to your thoughts?
My thoughts on the company's work of the last year or two.
Yeah.
They have been, about 5 years ago now, I think I have that about right, it might only be four, they moved into a new purpose-built theater at the right down near the famous Chicago Water Tower, one of our landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful space, a very fancy kind of black box, flexible theater, and it has allowed them to do a marvelous array of physical work, which is something they did always, but now they can do even more so because this is a fully trapped stage, and it has a very, very high ceiling, and it's their first permanent home. And there's been a marked increase in the incorporation in their work of the circus skills.
Jonathan? Hello? Jonathan? Seem to have lost him. I will try and get him back. The joy of living in an age of cell phones. So, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a moment.
Please.
Well, yeah, that pretty good advice when you're having all sorts of technical difficulties. It's going to take time. We have to be patient to talk to really cool people like Jonathan Abarbanel from Chicago. Now, that was a song, by the way, from the Scottsboro Boys. But Jonathan is talking about Chicago theater. We're also talking about Looking Glass Theater, which is a winner of a 2011 Tony Award already for regional theater. And you were saying about Looking Glass's work specifically for the past year or two. Your thoughts?
Right. It's been very, very diverse. It's ranged, as I mentioned, in the last 2 years or so, or 3 years, they've taken on pieces by Charles Dickens. They have done Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov. They did last year, just because they wanted to, this would be for them an unusual choice, they did Our Town. Just to celebrate their ensemble. I figured they said this is a good piece that many of our ensemble members can be in. They don't often do shows that have been famous old war horses like Our Town, but every now and then they do. They also had returned to two of their famous signature pieces, which they have toured extensively, Looking Glass Alice, the piece from which the company name derives, mm-hmm. and also the Greek mythology piece Hephaestus has toured extensively in the last couple of years. And you know, Dave, that's one of the reasons, at least in my opinion, that they won the Regional Theater Tony Award this year. While their base is in Chicago, they have traveled and toured extensively, and audiences and theater critics too, who, as I mentioned, help organize this particular category, theater critics around the country have had a chance to see their work. So their exposure has been more than just local.
Well, yeah, that certainly is helpful, because the folks who make the suggestion, the American Theater Critics Association, they suggest to the Tony Awards people, hey, we think this particular regional theater should win. And usually, always, the Tony Awards people have accepted that suggestion. And because the American Theater Critics are spread out all over the country, it's a big deal when a bunch of us get to go, and see that theater. So that helps if they're in New York or if they're out there and not just in their local province, you know?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Now,
Jonathan, you've been covering Chicago theater for how long?
You want me to tell the truth? The truth is it's about 40 years now, Dave.
Congrats. So what are your thoughts?
But somehow, you know, I'm still only, 39 years old. But
oh, of course.
I let other people do the math.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I mean, Chicago theater kind of really rose up, I guess, in that late 70s, early 80s era of David Mamet and the folks at the Goodman, I keep meaning said Goodspeed, the Goodman and Steppenwolf and Laurie Metcalf and John Malkovich, and it was this really exciting kinetic time in Chicago theater. Where has it gone since then? What has Chicago theater been sort of transforming into in the past 10 to 20 years?
What has it been transforming?
Yeah, in other words, it had that huge heyday where all those famous actors came out and the playwrights in a certain Chicago style.
Okay, I think what has happened here, and the truth is that I was here at the birth or the creation of what we call the off-loop theater industry, to distinguish it from the Broadway touring shows, which play the big loop theaters, the big downtown theaters. And what has happened is that somehow we have managed to remain a community and feel like a community rather than the typical rivalries between individuals or between producers or between companies that I have observed in many other theater, even many other important theater centers around the country. One of the reasons is that you cannot become rich or famous working in Chicago theater, because we don't have the Broadway element as something we produce ourselves. It's everything we do is the equivalent of off-Broadway or off-off-Broadway. We call it off-loop or even off-off-loop. You can become rich and famous from Chicago, as so many people have, including some of the people that you mentioned. But, you know, when Malkovich, when Metcalf come back to Chicago to their home base, the Steppenwolf Theater Company, they work for scale.
Wow.
And that's part of the reason that I think we have been successful. There still is a sharing. You know, the larger theater companies, the Steppenwolf, which I just mentioned, and the Goodman, which have not only a main stage, but a space or two to spare, every year they bring in smaller off-loop theater companies to showcase them, to present their work, give them a step up, give them exposure to their audiences, to cross-fertilize, not just smaller union equity troops, but even sometimes non-equity troops, and to help that fresh energy always continue to evolve. And Looking Glass was one of those companies. I remember a number of years ago when the Goodman Theater brought them into their studio operation to do a show or two, one of their early projects.
And that still does build, and create stars of the theater firmament. So I think probably the most well-known for the past couple of years would be Tracy Letts, whose Killer Joe came out of Chicago, and then that led to his writing August Osage County, the Tony winner from a couple of years back. And he's with which? Is he with Steppenwolf, right?
Yes, he's a member of the Steppenwolf Ensemble. That company is our largest ensemble, and Steppenwolf now must have, I would say close to 40, or actually I think more than 40 made members, you know. Looking Glass has, I think, about 32 or 36 members. And you know, one of the interesting things about Looking Glass, if I may, is that its ensemble is not just an acting ensemble. It includes directors, writers, designers, and they encourage the people in each discipline to cross lines and try their hands at the other one. So they've had a designer who's also written a play. They have actors who direct and write plays, that sort of thing. And that also helps part of their... Yeah, it keeps their creative juices flowing there.
Half the time when Malkovich comes back, he comes back to direct. I think he did The Libertine or something like that a few years ago.
Alas, John hasn't been back in too many years, but he has directed, and maybe that's what he'll do next time. I'm not sure when the next time will be, but he's also come back to act in plays here, and I think the last time he acted was in a Terry Johnson play, as I recall. So.
Now, we only have another minute or two with Jonathan Abarbanel, who is the theater critic for Chicago. What actual station is it? Chicago Public Radio? Is it syndicated, or what station?
Chicago Public Radio is WBEZ 91.5 FM, and they also have, it's also, you know, www.wbez.org, where if one goes to the on-stage, backstage blog under culture, they can read my postings and also go to some of the streaming audio that's archived of my broadcasts.
Oh, fabulous.
There's the plug. There's the plug, David.
WBEZ. Well, also, and you can plug, you write for Windy City Times about what, once or twice a week?
Yeah, I used to be theater editor for the paper, but I gave that up 3 years ago when the University of Illinois at Chicago asked me to start teaching some theater courses there, and I needed to make time. So now I relinquished the editorship of the art section, and now I just contribute a review each week to the Windy City Times.
Well, everybody, do please read Jonathan Abarbanel on the Windy City Times and also at the WBEZ website, or listen to him, I guess, when the actual radio station streams. I wish we had a little more time, but we are, our fault, running a bit late. But Jonathan,
you have a lot of territory to cover, and I appreciate the chance to talk with you, Dave.
It's been just a delight. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.